The Economics of Happiness. There's little doubt that having enough money is important to your well-being. The ability to afford food, clothing, and shelter is essential to your quality of life. However, well-being is not the same thing as happiness. Well-being is the state of being comfortable or healthy, while happiness is an emotion. So, can money also buy happiness? And, taking a broader perspective, do countries get happier when they get richer? The Easterlin Paradox. The idea that richer countries are happier may seem intuitively obvious. However, in 1974, research by economist Richard Easterlin found otherwise. Easterlin discovered that while individuals with higher incomes were more likely to be happy, this did not hold at a national level. In the United States, for example, average income per person rose steadily between 1946 and 1970, but reported happiness levels showed no positive long-term trend. In fact, they declined between 1960 and 1970. These differences between nation-level and individual results gave rise to the term Easterlin Paradox, the idea that a higher rate of economic growth does not result in higher average long-term happiness. Having access to additional income seems to only provide a temporary surge in happiness. Since a certain minimum income is needed for basic necessities, it's possible that the happiness boost from extra cash isn't that great once you rise above the poverty line. This would explain Easterlin's findings in the United States and other developed countries. He argued that life satisfaction does rise with average incomes, but only in the short term. Rising income, rising happiness? Recent research has challenged the Easterlin paradox, however. In 2013, sociologists Ruth Veenhoven and Floris Verguenst conducted a study using statistics from the World Database of Happiness. Their analysis revealed a positive correlation between economic growth and happiness. Another study by the University of Michigan found that there is no maximum wealth threshold at which more money ceases to contribute to your happiness. If there is a satiation point, we are yet to reach it. The study's findings suggested that every extra dollar you earn makes you happier. With so much debate about the relationship between money and happiness, it's clear that happiness itself is a complex concept and depends on many factors. It's all relative. According to psychologists Salen Kasebier and Shigehiro Oishi, happiness also depends on how your income compares to the people around you. They argue that a country's economic growth only makes its citizens happier if wealth is evenly distributed. In emerging countries with high income inequality, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, average happiness tends to drop because only relatively few people benefit from the economic prosperity. This suggests that governments should consider implementing policies to ensure a more equal distribution of wealth. The happier people are, the more productive they are likely to become, thus leading to improved economic outcomes at the individual and national levels. The key to happiness. There is continuing debate about the link between wealth and happiness, with arguments both for and against the notion that richer countries are happier. However, it is clear that wealth alone isn't enough to make us happy. The effect of income inequality on happiness shows that happiness is a societal responsibility. We need to remember the positive effects of generosity, altruism, and building social connections. Perhaps our focus should be less on how much money we have and more on how we use it.